USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travelers are facing delays and cancellations this 4th of July weekend. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled so far this weekend within, into, or out of the United States. About 14,000 flights have been delayed so far over the holiday weekend. That's according to FlightAware. John Fitzgerald Kennedy at his 1961 inauguration speech.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Birmingham Stallions are the best in the USFL Football League this year by beating Philadelphia in Canton, Ohio last night. As Americans celebrate our nation's birthday, we only got here because of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. As a nation, we need to come together to help those veterans in need of help.
Mission Roll Call is a nonprofit that reaches out to veterans for their opinion on legislation that affects them. Appearing on Fox News Live, Mission Roll Call Executive Director Cole Lyles says their organization also has a huge emphasis on suicide prevention.
There's really no one thing that tends to cause veterans to make that irreversible decision. It usually is a conglomeration of things.
Lyles says they try to communicate to lawmakers that suicide prevention is not solely about mental health. It's also about the struggles such as financial stress that contributes to poor mental health. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
First responders are reporting at least 6 people were killed and another 8 injured following an avalanche of ice in the Italian Alps. Marmolada, the tallest mountain in the Dolomites, the location is about 3.5 hours drive north of Venice. At least a dozen people are still missing. In his entire lifetime, President Biden has been to China more than he has been to the U.S.-Mexico border. This could be an indication on why he doesn't understand the crisis facing the security of this nation. Republican Arizona Governor Andy Biggs was at the U.S.-Mexico border last night. He posted a video on Twitter.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, dawn's not broken yet. And you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there. Being overrun, they don't have enough bed space or anything in that detention center and the processing center. So they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
Orlando, Florida city officials were harshly criticized for sending out a woke message as they promoted a 4th of July fireworks show. The promotional email started off right away with a negative attitude stating that, quote, a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now and we can't blame them, end quote. City officials in Orlando, Florida have since apologized for the inflammatory email. My name is Lance Pry and we are USA Radio News.